Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the morning edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Saturday, the 23rd of May, 2026 at 10:03 Israel time, 7:03 UDCT. Overnight, Israeli strikes hit Bekaa and Tyre as US readies new Iran attacks May 23rd, 0703 UTC, 1003 Euro Israel morning edition. Bottom line up front, Israeli warplanes struck targets in Lebanon's Bekaa Valley and Tyre overnight, while the IDF intercepted a suspected drone near Kiryat Shmona. Hezbollah claimed it forced an Israeli Heron 1 drone to retreat with a surface-to-air missile. The US is preparing a fresh round of strikes on Iran, with military staff cancelling weekend leave, though no final decision has been made. Iran's foreign minister accused the US of excessive demands in talks as Pakistan's army chief shuttled between Tehran and Washington. In Gaza, Israeli forces struck central refugee camps despite a ceasefire. And a report revealed Iran moved billions through Binance to fund military networks. Now, turning to the regional sections in Lebanon, the overnight strikes were extensive. Six strikes hit the outskirts of Bratal in the eastern Bekaa Valley within 10 minutes. And a strike hit a house in Al Rafid in the western Bekaa. A child was reportedly pulled alive from the rubble. Five more strikes targeted the Nabi Saris area near the Syrian border. In the south, two buildings in and around Tyre were struck after an IDF evacuation warning. The Hiram Hospital sustained damage. The Lebanese National News Agency reported at least 10 killed. Hezbollah also claimed an artillery attack on Israeli soldiers near Deir Serian. On the Iran front, the diplomatic track continues alongside the military preparations. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi told the UN Secretary General that US bad faith and excessive demands are blocking progress in Pakistan-mediated talks. He also spoke with his Turkish, Qatari, Japanese, and Iraqi counterparts. Pakistan's army chief held extended talks with Araghchi in Tehran, his second visit since the war began. Meanwhile, a Wall Street Journal report revealed that sanctioned Iranian businessman Babak Zanjani moved some $850 million through Binance, which the report described as a financial artery for the IRGC. Domestically, thousands gathered in Tehran's Inqilab Square in a show of support for the government, and a memorial was held for diplomat Kamal Karazi, killed in what Iran calls a US-Israeli attack. A flight ban was declared over parts of western Iran. Moving to Gaza, Israeli forces struck Nusaya and Bray refugee camps, injuring dozens. Artillery also shelled eastern areas of Gaza City. This occurred despite an existing ceasefire agreement. Overcrowded camps are seeing a surge in skin diseases, with children most affected as healthcare services collapse. In the West Bank, Israeli forces stormed Balata refugee camp east of Nablus. On the multilateral track, UN nuclear non-proliferation negotiations failed to yield an agreement, with experts warning the non-proliferation treaty is becoming less anchored in reality. US Secretary of State Marco Rubio arrived in India for a Quad Foreign Ministers Summit with India, Japan, and Australia. Saudi Arabia's foreign minister spoke with the Qatari Prime Minister about regional stability. And Poland's foreign ministry called for banning Israeli National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir after outrage over the detention of Gaza flotilla activists, including Polish nationals. The Polish minister summoned the Israeli Charge d'Affaires. Elsewhere in France, human rights groups and UN experts warned that Paris is increasingly suppressing pro-Palestine activism under the guise of combating anti-Semitism. In the US, Tulsi Gabbard resigned as Director of National Intelligence. citing her husband's cancer diagnosis. An Iraqi national was arrested in an IRGC-trained plot to assassinate Ivanka Trump. He had a detailed blueprint of her Florida home. A chemical leak in California forced the evacuation of about 40,000 residents. India and Pakistan remain publicly entrenched, though unofficial voices push for renewed dialogue. Critics of US-Philippine military cooperation say closely aligning with Washington makes Manila a possible target, and over 1.6 million Muslim pilgrims have arrived in Saudi Arabia for the annual Hajj. Moving to the analysis, first the trend, the tempo of kinetic exchange between Israel and Hezbollah has accelerated sharply. The past 24 hours saw a significant expansion in the geographic scope of Israeli strikes. From the border zone to deep into the Bika Valley and Tyre, and Hezbollah's claimed drone interception marks a qualitative escalation in its air defense posture. The US is now a more proximate actor, with military leave cancellations signaling a shift from diplomatic primacy to imminent strike preparation. This window's shape is one of concurrent escalation across two fronts. On the information environment, the US and Israel are jointly framing Iran as intransigent and sanctions evading to justify military action, while Iran pushes a narrative of US bad faith through diplomatic channels. Hezbollah's claims of drone interceptions serve a dual purpose, projecting defensive capability and signaling that Israel's air superiority is contested. The gap between reporting and evidence is widest around the US strike preparations. Multiple outlets cite anonymous officials, but no concrete force movements are visible, suggesting a deliberate information operation. The Iranian narrative of victimhood is gaining traction in the global south, but Western media largely amplify the US and Israeli framing. And the synthesis, the overnight strikes on the Bekaa Valley are not merely a continuation of tit for tat, but a deliberate Israeli effort to degrade Hezbollah's long-range rocket and drone infrastructure before a potential US strike on Iran. Aiming to preempt a multi-front response, the targeting of Bretel, a known Hezbollah logistics hub, and the nearby Syrian border area suggests an attempt to sever supply lines. A counter reading is that these strikes are routine retaliation for the Kiryat Shmona drone incident, but the scale and depth of the strikes combined with the US preparations indicate a coordinated campaign to shape the battlefield. Six strikes in 10 minutes on a single location is not proportional retaliation, it is a systematic degradation operation. And to wrap up the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions, three indicators to watch. First, check Sentinel. One SAR imagery of the Bekaa Valley for fresh crater scars matching the six strikes near Brittle. Second, monitor Flight Radar 24 for US tanker tracks over the Eastern Mediterranean or Arabian Sea, indicating pre-strike staging for Iran. Third, review the Caucasus War Telegram channel for any uptick in IRGC Quds Force movement reports near Western Iran coinciding with the flight ban. Now through the status quo lens. Within 24 hours, the IDF will conduct additional airstrikes on Hezbollah positions in southern Lebanon, but no ground incursion will be launched. Before Monday, the US will announce a new round of sanctions on Iranian entities, but no kinetic strikes will occur, and the Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through May 26 with no resumption of direct kinetic exchange. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, within 48 hours, the US will launch limited strikes on Iranian IRGC Quds Force facilities in western Iran, citing the Binance sanctions evasion as justification. Hezbollah will fire a barrage of medium-range rockets at Haifa in retaliation for the Bekaa strikes, causing casualties and triggering Israeli mobilization. And Iran will announce withdrawal from the Non-Proliferation Treaty, citing the failed UN talks and US threats within 72 hours. That concludes this Sitrep. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_Sitreps. This is Daniel Rosehill, signing off from Jerusalem.